This is 90.3 KEXP and KEXP.org worldwide. We have Idols in studio. They have made the album of the year. It is all yours.
Ghosts and the 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 ghosts and
Jesus. Idols live here on the morning show. Unbelievable. Great work so far.
Thank you very much.
I'm good. You just play here the rest of the day?
Yes.
Joe, do you mind introducing the band when you have a sec here? Let us know who's playing what, where, when.
Okay. We have the Irish Adonis, O'Donnelly, Bowen. He's on guitar.
Kissing the guns.
More nice. Of a dancer.
Yeah, yeah.
Over here, we got Lee Keenan. He's a wonderful human being. Then you got Dev, Devonshire. He's on bass. Then you got John Beavis, who's our accountant and drummer.
Well, welcome. Welcome to KEXP.
Thank you so much
to Seattle. Couldn't be more excited to have you here. And I meant it. This is, it's only October, but this is my album of the year, the second I got through it.
Thank you.
It's not up for debate. Just a great record. Joy is an Act of Resistance, the name of the album. I'm sure you've been asked, but I would love to hear you talk about the title, just what it means to you. I love that title.
Thank you. Well, it comes at a time of resilience, both personal and obviously social. There's a lot of disillusionment around in your country and ours. Mm-hmm. And I think we were looked upon as an angry man band, and we wanted to change the narrative a bit as people, individuals, but also as a band, as an entity. So we just wanted to be more mindful and become better people. And then within that practice came an album as a reflection on that. I think we are better people, and because of that, better artists.
I saw you quoted, it really struck me when we were first contacted you guys, we saw a quote about being, we are not alone. And that's something we say on the show all the time. It just struck me that I definitely was on the right path listening to your band. And just your vulnerabilities and putting them out there is an act of resistance. And as you said, it sort of opened the band up, right? And your music.
Yeah, I mean, it came first from us, you know. I had to start being more honest and open with the guys, more importantly, my fiance, and just everyone around me to learn more about myself and become more confident in listening to other people and improving in that sense. But beyond that, there's something quite relieving about the vulnerability of our album. There's something very cynical in our society, especially on the internet. Everyone's a critic. It's like a toilet cubicle. Everyone just writes angry stuff on the walls and leaves. And we thought, you know, we'll just try it, open up and be more naive with our lyrics, more childlike with our music, and just be, in essence, what we wish to be as kids, which is, you know, loving, open and fun. And I think the most refreshing thing we've had is the response of compassion and, you know, a lot of smiling faces in our audiences and not so much negativity on the internet. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a strange one for us that we suddenly found ourselves surprised by just how positive people can be.
What the people closest to the band, your family members, people, friends who've seen you since you first started playing music, have known you before you started playing music, the first time they saw you with this sort of thought, this way of looking at the world, did you see it in them? Did they talk to you about it, what they saw?
Yeah, absolutely. My partner had a big role to play in me in self-improvement. You know, one of the things, we are not alone is one of the key things, really, is that to fall backwards, you need to be caught. And that's the point of vulnerability. You know, it's about offering an ear or a shoulder or anything to listen and give people a safe place to feel they can be vulnerable. People have been very supportive, and we are forever grateful with everything we get now, because, you know, we're here.
Yeah.
And everyone built it. It's not just us. It's everyone around us.
You talk about community, and I know fans love that when they feel like they are a part of a community, and you don't see it as much with bands for some reason. And you see it in the response. I've seen it in the response. Like, people really, they love your music and they really respond to it.
Yeah.
I mean, It's one of the most important things for us.
Talking to the mic, but
sorry. It's one of the most important things for us in the kind of the live setting. Like, our live show is nothing without the people there, and yeah. It's about communing with the audience, and then you can make the live show as hyped as it possibly can be. And then if you extend that into your
talking to the mic,
everything that you do, I am talking into the mic. This is how I talk into mics. If you extend that to everything you do in your practice and every day, like, you know, how you treat people in KEXP, how you treat people, your audience, your fans on the internet, how you treat people when you meet them after shows, it's all about that sense of community.
Well, that your performance so far, I mean, that I've seen some, you know, videos you guys playing, it's amazing, but to see you live, it's honest. Like, that's what I like to see in music, is just honesty when you play. And the fact that I think one pair of headphones remained on your heads during those last two songs. Like, it's 9:30 in the morning. I love it.
We're not used to this.
It is a little early.
I think I had a little slip in the last song. I apologize.
Well, we have a slight delay for those reasons.
Thank goodness.
Let's talk about the touring too. So you've been in the US a few weeks, you said, and how has been touring the record first here in the US?
Mind-blowing.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, people on the other side of the pond in the UK, I think, you know, a lot of our influences, the best bands in the world, come from your country. So we obviously look for inspiration and put certain binaries in music and such to drive us through. But coming over here seems like an intangible dream because it's so vast and so far away and so expensive to do. So coming here, we are, again, just very grateful and just keep kicking ourselves and reminding each other how much of a privilege this is to be here. And there's definitely a sense of mirrored disenfranchisement here, disillusionment. Obviously, there's echoed issues in both countries. So I think now more than ever, people are looking for the creative minds to kind of change narratives a bit and open discussions in the populace, you know?
People are looking to the artists and people are looking to the musicians. Do you feel is that kind of weight, is that sort of pressure okay for an artist?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. We don't see it as a pressure. Like, we've got no responsibility to do anything. We, you know, like,
yeah.
If I want to write about ice cream, I'll write about ice cream.
You should.
But anything's political, you know. I don't think we're more valid than any other band that sing about love or going out. You know, it's all political. I think ignoring Brexit and ignoring Trump is as political as singing about it. So I think everything's got its place. But I think for us, you know, we find it easiest to discuss what's on our mind as an honest exchange. And what that is kind of diegetic with where we are and where the people in our audiences are. So it feels more urgent. And the exchange we have live is visceral because people are feeling what we're mm-hmm. feeling. And if you discuss it, it's there, it's present. And the energy's, it's magic. It's scary. The outside
sure.
world is pretty terrifying right now, but it's refreshing to be there.
We're talking to Idols here on The Morning Show. You know, one more question I have too is something another thing we say a lot, and you've touched on it a little bit, but we talk about what music means to people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, for our listeners, for our staff, it's oxygen, right? So
yeah.
So what does music mean to you? Why does it matter?
I think it's one of the most humane, visceral art form for me. Personally, I think it's a universal primal thing that you don't really need to denaturalize. It's just within you. You feel things when you listen to certain songs. It could be Barbara Streisand or it could be, you know, Swans, whatever it is. And that is a vehicle for exchange, for passion, compassion, human exchange that will never die unless we are obliterated. And it's just great. It's just the one thing that we all have that we can connect with. Beyond that, I don't want to know any more than that. I just want to be in it forever. But yeah, I think that's it. Bone, do you have any more words? Dev, you never speak.
I think you summed it up quite succinctly,
right.
Joe.
Do you know what? That's the first time I've heard his voice. in 3 years.
Wow, in 3 years.
He's just been staring at me at the back of the van.
Well, I'm glad it could happen today. Just looking at you. Well, sometimes KXP brings out the best and the worst. So
absolutely.
All right, the album again, Joy is an Act of Resistance. Cannot recommend it enough. And we have some songs coming up that remember your performing in the U.S. on the radio. And
yes,
just do your best to remember that.
Sorry, my headphones are slipping. Yeah, and then my mind slipped. And then, you know, I did what I said I'd never
do. Do your best. Do your best. Go with God. You'll be fine. All right, it's Idols. Ready? Live here in KXP.
Round two. Ding, ding. That's the cue, John. We're playing television, my man. Live.
KEXP Idols live here on the morning show. Television from Joy is an Act of Resistance. Again, need to mention the shows. You head up to Vancouver. You heading out right away?
Yes, we are, yeah.
Up to Vancouver, then we're right past us again, down to Portland, Doug Fir on Friday. Then you return Saturday, Sunset Tavern. Looks like then San Francisco. Then what? After San Francisco, more shows, more?
Yeah. LA.
Yep, yeah.
And then Desert Days.
Just going on touring through what right now? Do you have schedule?
Well, after that, we go back to the UK, do a UK and Europe run.
Yep.
Which goes until December 8th, 14th.
And it feels like just the more and more, I just see more and more attention, more and more people getting psyched about the record over there in Europe as well. So you get to come back, you know, conquering America. Then
we're not arrogant like that.
No,
No.
You just come in same as it ever was.
Yeah, I think that like one of the reasons why it's been a real fruitful journey for us is that we treat every audience with the same respect, same, you know, yeah. Every sound man or woman, every person that comes and helps us out build this ship, we treat them with the same respect and have no expectations. So, you know, every show, we just give it everything we have. Hence why I'm sweating like a pig right now.
10 a.m. in Seattle.
But yeah, so when we go back, it'll be business as usual. All very right. Grateful and happy to be here.
Well, hold on to that. Mm-hmm. Danny Dedelko is the next song. And this is this is someone you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a very good friend of mine. He sings in a band called Heavy Lungs.
Okay.
Who are amazing.
Heavy Lungs?
Heavy Lungs. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, we promised we'd write a song for each other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we love each other very much. And he's a Ukrainian-born British citizen. And I thought he'd be a great example of the human individual behind the debate around immigration in our country and yours. And just remind people of the individual behind all those discussions of the massive immigration that they always talk about. And mm-hmm. again, just kind of strip it down to the naive essence of what it is I believe in, which is humane compassion.
All right, idols, you ready?
I think so.
It's all you.
Far, broad, broader, sorry.
goodness me. I was like, there's this moment where I was like, oh, you can't spell out swear words either. What do I do? Just look around. Help.
I kind of want to just leave you there.
I'm a terrible man.
No. Idols live here on the morning show. I sit in this room for a lot of bands. This is one of the better performances I've ever seen.
Thank you so much.
You guys are great. And I wish you nothing but luck on the tour. And I love the record. Joy is an act of resistance. Cannot say enough about it, clearly. And we'll keep playing it, no doubt. And thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you very much for your support.
Yeah, we'll see you on Saturday, Sunset. Big thank you to everybody who supports this independent station. Without you, these in-studio sessions don't happen. And all the people who showed up behind you, back there clapping. You can't hear them, but they're clapping very loud. And a thanks to our crew, as always, Idols Live here on the morning show. This is KEXP Seattle. Bye.